Welcome back to another edition of Interview Thursday, where I chat today with Tim Paulson out of the East Regional, the first time he's ever been on the podcast and the first time he has ever qualified for the CrossFit Games. He's been to regionals a bunch of times, but it is a conversation you guys will not want to miss. And also, you guys will not want to miss all the blog posts and things that I've been doing. If you guys didn't hear last week or didn't hear on Tuesday, I'm actually doing a challenge where I run a mile every single day. That's right, I'm running a mile every single day, whether it's for a month, a year, however long I can do it. I'm running 1 mile every single day, along with my other workouts, other things that I'm doing for that day. It was just something to kind of motivate me to kind of keep running and to try to run more. I don't run enough, and it's one of those things where I wanted to do more. And so you guys can go check that out at www.BigRedExpressPodcast.com. is the best way for you guys to have access to that. I release a blog post daily, and pretty much all that blog post does is kind of tell you about my run during the day, kind of what's been on my mind. It tells you what Pandora or what music I listen to or what I listen to. And then it gives you a verse of the day. I've been reading a lot in the Bible lately, so I've been trying to track that as well. So this is definitely something you guys will want to go check out. I love taking suggestions of Pandora stations to listen to or anything like that. Just comment on the post at BigRedExpressPodcast.com. That's the base of everything you're going to see, the base of everything you're going to know, and it's a great outlet for me to kind of reach out to you guys and kind of get that feedback as well. So go check that out right now at BigRedExpressPodcast.com. Again, this is my interview, my conversation with Tim Paulson out of the East Regional, out of CrossFit Palace. And man, he's one of the coolest interviews that I've ever done. We learned about his story and just kind of how he's feeling, his recent trip to Boston, working directly with Chris Hinshaw, and much, much more. But guys, stay tuned. Make sure you guys go over to iTunes if you haven't done so already. Click the subscribe button and then give us a rating and a review on there. Well, it helps us out. And it keeps these episodes coming to you free of charge every single Tuesday and Thursday. All right, guys, enough of me flapping my gums. Here's my interview with Tim Paulson out of CrossFit Palace. Enjoy. Hey, guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express. On the phone with me now, joining me for the first time ever is Tim Paulson. Tim, how's it going? You've had a little bit of time to kind of let it sink in. How does it feel that to know you're going to the CrossFit Games?
It's pretty unreal. I mean, honestly, it just kind of started to settle in, like, you know, mostly on their social media as they start to put up videos, like replaying prior year's games. It's like, it's always been a dream and I've always thought like I could get there.
Right.
But it's just like, it's definitely, it's so much more real now, like seeing the footage and realizing like, holy crap, like I'm going to actually be on the floor, like under the lights in Madison with all these other really fit people. It's going to be awesome.
Competing against, you know, you talk about, you know, competing underneath the lights, and you were arguably in one of the toughest regions in all the regions of CrossFit, at least on the men's side. You had the defending champion, Matt Frazier, and the defending third place athlete, Patrick Vellner. How was it to compete at regionals against two of the top athletes in CrossFit today?
Honestly, it's a pretty invaluable experience. I mean, you know, most people only get to go against guys of that caliber once a year at the games. So, I mean, to have the opportunity to run against them twice, it was really awesome. And it definitely, you know, it gave me a good idea of what types of events I can hang, and, you know, and try and push with some of the best in, and then what events I still need to kind of work on, what domains or movements, stuff like that. So it was a really good kind of like pressure check, you know, leading up to the games this year.
What have you been up to? I mean, it's been a while since regionals, probably about a month or two. You got a month until the games are starting. What have you been up to? How's training been going? I know you just got back from Boston. Tell us about kind of that whole training experience up there with a bunch of athletes that are actually going to the games with you.
Yeah, the training grounds is incredible. You know, I train solo basically year round. You know, on Sundays, my wife will train with me. Occasionally, a buddy will jump in on a workout. But for the most part, you know, I push by myself year round, and the only kind of results and times I go off of are my own. So it was a really good experience to get up and work out with. Again, you know, Pat Vellner was there for a while. It was great to get to work out with Spencer and Austin, you know, a lot of those Reebok guys. And then Chris Henshaw was there for the week.
Yeah.
He's obviously an incredible coach. Like he had some invaluable kind of lessons and things to say. So getting to work with him was an absolutely incredible experience.
Well, was it the first time that you've gotten to work with Chris Henshaw?
Yeah, it was. And I mean, it was like a week, and I feel like a lot of things changed forever.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, yeah, it was one of those experiences. It was definitely, it was very valuable, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it was great. It's a great group of athletes, you know, both individually and then as athletes as well. So, you know, they're just a really fun group to hang out with and spend some time with and kind of train, you know, sun up to sundown. Cause usually my day revolves around coaching, running my affiliate, you know, all that stuff. And like,
right.
That's, you know, I love that. And like, that's my passion. But it's like, you know, it's a very nice experience to get to step back a little bit and be like, okay, like for 1 week straight, the only thing that I was focusing on was waking up, training, recovering, going to bed. Like it was just a, you know, it was a good reprieve, you know, almost like a little vacation of sorts to get to focus on just that.
Well, what kind of things do you guys do? Was it mainly just focusing on kind of the conditioning? Because I know that's what Henshaw, you know, kind of focuses on and his specialty is that, or was it just kind of like an all around kind of doing everything and anything possible? What was a typical day there when you were there for a week?
I mean, a typical day, we were there from basically like 9 to 6 every day, okay, working out pretty much the entirety of it. It was a lot more conditioning and skill bias.
Yeah.
We lifted heavy probably like twice, you know, and then maybe once in a Metcon. So for the most part, it's very, very skill intensive. We jumped in on the class workout nearly every day. So we jumped in on whatever Reebok CrossFit One was doing.
Yeah.
And then it was basically kind of a smattering of everyone wrote their workouts on a whiteboard, and essentially whoever gets the most votes wins. And that's the workout. You take an hour off, and then you rinse, repeat, and then you eat lunch, and then you just basically keep doing that all day. And then also Kevin Montoya was there to work on gymnastics stuff. So we did one or two sessions with him as well, which again was like very, very cool to have someone of such like high level and high skill kind of give some feedback on some of the gymnastics positioning and stuff like that.
You talk about kind of the way that you guys programmed when you guys were there for a week. You just kind of throw a workout on there. Whatever one gets the most workouts or the most votes wins. When you say you're training by yourself, do you come up with your own programming? Do you have a coach that, you know, programs for you? I know a lot of athletes out there, you know, they're a part of like, you know, a certain training program, or sometimes they just kind of show up every day at the gym, do whatever feels like they need to work on and kind of go from there. How is your mindset and what is your process when you go kind of trying to figure out what you want to do for the day?
Yeah. So I have a coach, this guy, David Charbonneau. He's out of CrossFit Queens in New York City. I've been with him for about 3 years now, and basically I trust my entire day start to finish to him. And I prefer it that way. Like, you know, I've had thoughts at like various times. It's like, you know, occasionally I'll come up with a workout and I'll be like, you know what, I haven't done this in a few days. Like, I'm kind of feeling this. Let's do it at the end of the day and just kind of toss it in there. But you know, that's maybe every couple of days. For the most part, I take what he does, write it down, and I literally just checklist it. So check the box, like make sure the work gets done. And you know, just kind of the way that my mind and my personality works, like I really like going into that kind of format of things. Like I don't want to be spending, 30 minutes of, you know, my day here and there being like, all right, well, I kind of feel like doing this. This isn't too sore. Whereas like, you know, my coach and I communicate on a daily basis. So if something's feeling sore, beat up, tired, you know, we can always change the program to fit that. But for the most part, he does a really great job of kind of making sure that we're not over abusing certain movement patterns, body parts, stuff like that. So like I said, it's show up. You know, I know exactly what I'm doing. I give each piece my all, and that's my job. So, you know, I'm just kind of a glorified trained monkey, and you know, it's great. And like I said, I prefer it that way.
Now, how often do you train every day? I know a lot of people out there kind of, they wake up, get their breakfast, you know, do a workout in the morning, then maybe sometimes they'll go coach. I know you coach at your affiliate. How is like a normal day, you know, you wake up, kind of get your day started in terms of training and then coaching?
Yes. I mean, a normal day, basically 4 days a week, I coach our 6 a.m. classes, so my day starts pretty early. So, like, you know, a typical day for me, so today's Wednesday, I'll get up at, like, 4:30, and then I'll have breakfast at my house, just have some oatmeal, eggs, fruit, coffee. I'll coach 6 to 7, or 6 and 7, so I'll get done at about 8 o'clock, and then usually I'll hit, like, an aerobic session in the morning or something monostructural-based. So leading up to the games, basically every training day has started with something monostructural. So
yeah.
Either row, bike, run, I'll swim, whatever the case may be. So I'll do that about 8 o'clock, and then I'll have a meal, recover a little bit. And then I usually do a second longer session from like 10 until about 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then that'll include a lot of barbell work, 1, 2, maybe 3 Metcons, some skill work, stuff like that. And then usually I'll take a break at about 1 o'clock, get another meal in. And then from like 2 to 3, 2 to 3:15, I'll do a predominantly skill focused session. So it's usually some strip gymnastics, accessory work, maybe a little bit of sweating, just like some rowing, you know, something like that. Something relatively low impact just to kind of accumulate some volume, but not do any kind of serious damage. And then usually I coach again in the afternoons and evenings, 1 or 2 classes. So for instance, today I coach again at 3:30, and then I'll probably wrap my day up around like 5:30, head home and kind of have dinner with my wife and just unwind a little bit.
Well, when you look at kind of what you did post regionals, how long did it take you to kind of get back in the full swing of things? And you were just over, we're just about a month out from the games. Have you and your coach kind of changed anything up since post regionals and kind of getting into that, you know, kind of the routine of, you know, you don't know really what's going to happen at the games. Obviously, it's your first year. You know, you know what they've done in the past, but you never know what they're going to do. How does that mindset kind of, does that scare you a little bit that it's really the unknown and unknowable going into the CrossFit Games for your first time?
Honestly, I think that's been kind of the most exciting part. We took about a week off after regionals. I took three or four days full rest, you know, just stretched, got a massage, all that stuff. And then I jumped in on workouts at my affiliate, just, you know, jumped in on class for a couple days just to kind of get moving again and hang out with people and kind of be in a good environment. And then we started full swing basically the Monday after regionals, or Monday a week after regionals. And like I said, training changed pretty dramatically. Like leading up to regionals, you know, we were, you know, volume going into regionals isn't too crazy because it's 6 workouts over the course of 3 days.
And right.
You can really sell out on every workout if you wanted to, because there's enough recovery time. It's only 2 events per day. You know, it's a 3-day competition. So they're pretty spread out. So, I mean, as far as regionals goes, the focus wasn't really on volume. It was more about intensity. So, you know, I'd only do 1 or 2 Metcons a day, but the goal was to always give it everything that you've got.
Definitely.
Whereas after regionals, you know, the goal is to still keep the intensity high, you know, as often as you can. But part of our preparation has been just a lot of it's just accumulating volume, because, you know, there's a big piece of the games seems like it's a survival test. You know, you need to be able to get to day 3, day 4, day 5 and still have full control of all your faculties.
Right.
You just need to be able to perform a workout. Like, you know, you're not going to be 100% by any means, but you need to be able to stay functional, and kind of your body just needs to be able to handle the stress and the volume of, you know, 3, 4, 5 workouts a day for 5 days straight. And so that's kind of what we've been focusing on leading up to the games after regionals, is just, you know, again, a lot of volume in terms of running, rowing, biking, swimming. So we've been doing that to start every single day. And then, you know, it's not that obviously you're never sandbagging a workout by any stretch, but, you know, it's just like you do 2 to 3 Metcons a day. So you have to kind of pick your battles. Like, one, you might be like, okay, he's obviously targeting some weaknesses.
Right.
So I need to plan this out, try and do a little bit of damage control, whatever the case may be. And then he throws you a softball and you knock that one out of the park, you know, just kind of like learning to play with that and just knowing that you can't sell out on every single workout for like 6 days straight.
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
We're talking to Tim Paulson, CrossFit Games qualifier. Tim, when you saw, you know, we've asked this the last few weeks to everyone that we've had here on the podcast, when you saw that there were no barbells at regionals this year for the first time ever, and then just yesterday, Dave Castro announced the first workout, or the first announced workout, is going to be a run, swim, run. You know, still no barbells in the mix. Do you think barbells are going to be a part of the CrossFit Games this year?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, and it's not like, obviously I'm hoping because I really enjoy barbells.
Right.
But I mean, at the same time, I think, you know, and Dave, Keith Castro has alluded to this a little bit. It's just like, you know, barbells are a component of fitness and they haven't been a predominant factor in the second part of this season, but they, you know, they played a really big role in the Open. Like there was a squat, snatch, ladder event. So, you know, I think in the interest of finding the fittest person on earth, he's going to test all domains of fitness and that includes a barbell. So I think it would be, it would be a massive shock to the entire community if there was no barbells at the games, just because it's, you know, it's like I said, it's just, you need to test everything and barbells are a part of everything. So
now you said you just got done doing some conditioning after the workout was announced. How much swimming do you do? I mean, I know you live up in Ithaca, New York. I know kind of, I don't know how the weather is up there nowadays and during the summer, but do you get a lot of kind of, you know, open water swimming? And you probably, you know, going into the games this year for the first time up being up in Madison, the weather's probably got to be about the same as it is up in Ithaca.
Yeah, we are actually, right now it's pretty beautiful, honestly. Ithaca's pretty humid in the summer, and Madison is as well. So, I mean, that's good just to get to kind of be in that environment and train with that, you know, air is soup feeling.
Right.
But no, we've got, there's a ton of lakes and trails and stuff like that up in Ithaca. So, I mean, it's actually, like, preparing for the games has been, and with them being in Madison has been great because I've been able to do trail runs once or twice a week. So kind of getting my feet like comfortable running over roots, rocks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hills. So same thing with that. But I've been swimming. So leading up to the games, right before regionals, I started swimming twice a week and my coach actually brought on a swimming coach to do swimming programming for me twice a week. So basically every Tuesday and every Saturday I swim a mile or more in the mornings. So it's the first thing I do in the day. And then we do the rest of my training and conditioning for the day under that fatigue.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, swimming, you know, swimming, I think a lot of CrossFitters, with me especially, like it just eats me up. It makes me hungry. It makes me sleepy. Like just,
it takes
a lot out of me. So it's good to get it in the beginning of the day and like fatigue myself in that way and then try and do a few workouts after it. But no, we've been focusing a lot on swimming. You know, I've always been a pretty good athlete in terms of the classic CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, just Metcons, grinding, all that, you know, we've always been pretty happy and pretty comfortable with it. So leading up to the games, the focus has been almost entirely on odd objects, monostructural conditioning, and then, you know, in that category as well, swimming, just because my coach's theory, and I agree, he's like, you know, we're not going to the CrossFit games to suck. Like we're not going there to, we're not going there to write off the swim event and just expect you to come in last. He's like, that's a losing attitude. He's like, you know, we're going to prepare to try and have you, you know, we want the potential to win the swim event. Not that that's at all the goal.
Right.
But, you know, that we're training with that intention in mind. Like we, you know, we don't want to look at any event that comes out and be like, oh, that's a loss. Like, you know, we don't want that to be the case. So we've been training, we've been pushing everything very hard, but swimming especially, as that's a pretty glaring weakness for a massive man.
Let's jump back a little bit, and your background before CrossFit was you played a lot of ice hockey. You played a lot of, you know, you played in college and things like that. What do you think the biggest takeaway that you've taken from ice hockey into CrossFit? It's very good, and I think, you know, regionals kind of shows that workout that you got first place in was the shortest workout of the day, kind of like hockey, you know, those short sprints, you got to be on 100% when you're on the ice and then you get a little bit of rest.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, hockey is an interval game. So, you know, for the most part, you know, save the occasional random shift, your life exists under 45 seconds.
Right.
And within that, usually it exists in 5 to 10 second sprints. You know, so there's not a whole lot of coasting in hockey. You know, for me, shorter events have always been a good friend of mine and, you know, just activities that are just power output. So like assault bike and hill sprints, like things like that, where it's just like put the pedal to the metal, make your legs burn, make your lungs burn and just go, has always been a good sequence of events for me, just because that's the way I trained for the longest time. You know, hockey, you don't really train time domains above like 5 or 6 minutes.
Right.
Like you know, you move for an hour because a game is an hour long, but at the same time you have 15 minute intermissions between periods and
for
like there's a lot of you know, there's a lot of those breaks. So you just don't really train your system to exist outside of those short time domains. So a lot of what over the last 2 years, basically what we've started 2 years ago at regionals, the big glaring weaknesses that started to rear their head were like, all right, well, gymnastics, obviously you're bigger. We always need to work on that. But the longer time domain, I just wasn't able to control my breathing and, you know, kind of suffer through those because I'd never had to before. So we did a lot of focusing on just kind of long, sweaty stuff, pace running, pace workouts, EMOM style, stuff like that, to kind of help improve that longer range.
When your coach is programming for you, does he ever program past games, events leading up to the games? I know those are kind of tough to program because obviously the work output's a lot heavier than normal probably training is. But do you guys ever go back and kind of, you know, play around with some of the old events during the CrossFit Games?
Yeah, he likes to do variations of them. You know, and it's one of those things where, like, you can't, and we don't really try to compare directly to CrossFit Games workouts because the circumstances are so different.
Like, right.
You can look at old open or regional workouts and you can do them in training and measure your performance to them relatively directly.
Right.
You know, like day three at regionals is nothing like day three at the games. So, like, basically any workout that didn't take place on day one at the games, comparing your results to those times is kind of silly.
Right.
So we'll do variations of them, like try and incorporate the odd objects. So, like, we just did some sled pulls on a rope the other day. So stuff like that. And we work on variations of them. Like, we did a variation of the midline march with the yoke and the 600 meter burden run, like stuff like that. So we kind of play with pieces of them just to get a feel for, like, what the stimulus of the workout was. But mm-hmm. we don't replicate them directly just because, like I said, the, you know, it's not really a worthwhile venture in terms of, like, kind of timing and comparing stuff like that.
We're going to wrap things up here with Tim Paulson. Tim, what something I wanted to touch on before we let you go. And again, we're talking to Tim Paulson of CrossFit Pals in Ithaca, New York. You own that. You are a co-owner of CrossFit Palace. You're a coach as well. How big and how important is coaching to you as an athlete and just as someone that has been there and kind of gone through the trenches, going to regionals and seeing athletes over and over? How important is being a coach to you?
I mean, honestly, I think in terms of, I love improving other people's lives and movement. Like, that's, you know, that's what coaching comes down to. Like, you're there to make people physically, mentally, and emotionally better.
Right.
So, I mean, there's that piece of it, and that's probably my favorite part. But at the same time, like, you know, I'm a big proponent of, you need to, like, no matter what your goal in life is, whether it's competing, whether it's becoming more functional, like, efficient movement is going to make you, it's going to increase your longevity. It's going to make you safer. It's going to make you healthier, more efficient. So whether it's my own movement or whether it's athletes at my gym, the focus is always on trying to make things as pretty as possible. And I think for me personally, it's paid off huge, like, huge dividends because, you know, being an efficient mover, being someone whose mobility is intact, things like that, like one arm overhead squats and, like, the random things that end up popping up don't cause you an issue because, you know, you're not restricted and limited by those movements. And like I said, I think whether it's for me personally or for athletes at the gym, it's just something that is a big focus of mine is just that, really, you know, trying to help people improve their movement mechanics so that they experience less pain in their general, you know, their daily lives.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thanks so much. Where can people kind of get in touch with you? I know you have an Instagram page. Kind of plug yourself a little bit if they want to know a little bit more about you, a little bit more about maybe CrossFit Palace. How can they get in touch with you if they have any questions?
Yeah, so my email is always accessible, tim@crossfitpalace.com, and we spell Palace kind of weird, P-A-L-L-A-S. It's named after the Greek Titan of Warcraft.
Okay.
And then there's my personal Instagram account, T-Rex, T-R-E-X, Paulson. I post basically the grand majority of my training days on there. So I'm a big fan of, there's a lot of kind of shadows and secrecy among, like, you know, top level CrossFitters and kind
right.
of what they're doing. I post almost everything I do, whether I think it's cool. People want to see, like, the amount of work that goes into kind of getting where you want to be. And I'm a big proponent of sharing that. And then I've got a Facebook as well, which is just my name, Tim Paulson.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thanks so much. Good luck in your training leading up to the CrossFit Games. Good luck in Madison. And we'll definitely have to have you on after, kind of get that recap of the games.
Thank you so much, man. It was a ton of fun.